Hi guys, it's Keaton here for the Casthetic Podcast. I want to remind you to please use the Amazon banner link at the top of our website at casthetic.com for all of your online shopping needs. It costs you nothing extra, and the show gets a percentage of all the sales. Please bookmark it. And now, on to the show. Welcome to another edition of Casthetic. I am your host, Keaton Buse, and we got such a treat for you. We got Plastic Nancy here, live, playing live for you. So get ready, because here's their song, Nostalgia Scene. Plastic Nancy's Nostalgia Scene. Let's go around, get to know everybody, get to know their voice. You can look at the picture, see them, hear their voice, and then we're friends. That's how you become friends. You know a voice with a face. So yeah, we'll just go around.
I'm Sam, and I play guitar, bass, and I sing.
My name is Chase Noyce. I'm the drummer, or the funk master.
My name is John. I'm on guitar, and sometimes vocals.
Alright, so what's the origin of Plastic Nancy? Now, Chase and Sam, I know you two were in Shirt Pants, and then Shirt Pants split up, became Seco,
yeah,
I believe.
Seco and yeah, the
guys.
Two offshoots, Seco and Plastic Nancy. Well, see, it's kind of funny. Chase and I have played together for a long time, and we used to have a band called the LD50s. That was just a duo, you know, pretty much just us, because we would just jam in his basement, make these crazy psychedelic...
Fuzzy
psychedelic jams.
Skull-crushing.
Yeah, skull-crushing psychedelia is what we like to call it. In the LD50s, that was before Shirt Pants, and then Shirt Pants kind of became our thing, and then after a while we decided we wanted to bring back the skull-crushing psychedelia, but this time we renamed it Plastic Nancy, and then I went off to college at VCU, where I met John.
I was also at VCU.
Yeah, and we decided to take Plastic Nancy to the next level and make it a trio, and we're actually currently looking for a bassist So if anyone out there is listening and likes our music and wants to play bass for us, because I like bass, but I'm a guitarist at heart, you know.
You also have a really nice 12-string.
Exactly. I would like to use my 12-string. So hit us up if you want to play bass for us.
Now, Plastic Nancy's a lot more psych-heavy from Shirt Pants, which I love. What are some of your, you know, psych rock influences?
Well,
going into this band, yeah.
I mean, I've always been a huge Beatles fan. I love the Birds. Just a lot of 60s stuff. Things I've always enjoyed. Led Zeppelin are one of our favorites.
Led Zeppelin.
The Grateful Dead. Just really a lot. We try to cover a lot of ground, and a lot of different kind of styles within our own.
There's a lot of like 90s bands like the Smashing Pumpkins that we kind of could relate to. Maybe even some modern psychedelic bands.
Yeah, Tame Impala, we've been compared to them, which I like them a lot. Things like that, and of course The Doors, and even things from the 90s like The Stone Roses, I've been listening to a lot lately.
We could go on all day.
Yeah, really, there are so many influences.
A lot. So the songs you're writing for Plastic Nancy, are a lot of them carryovers from LD50, or are you writing whole new stuff? And what's your songwriting dynamic like? Is it more of a jam session where you sit down, you just flesh something out fresh, or does someone just write something, bring it to the table, and then everyone adds to it?
Well, we do have a few songs that we've carried over, but the songs that we have carried over from the LD50s, we've changed a bit and made them a little more. Because the LD50s were really just, we were messing around and, you know, weren't taking it very serious. We were just jamming in the basement.
Being a couple rascals.
Exactly, yeah.
Rabble-rousers.
Mostly our writing style, I suppose, does come from jamming, although we do have songs here and there that, you know, I'll have an idea, and it's a lot of just everyone kind of adding on their own thing. Generally, when I write a song for Plastic Nancy, it doesn't really end up how I originally wrote it, because we just end up changing it a lot, because everyone, you know, we all kind of add our own personality to it, and our own kind of signature sound. But yeah, so it's a very kind of equal, everyone has equal input, you know. Like Chase, he plays drums, but he also wrote the guitar line and, you know, the main riff for a few of our new songs.
A few little jumps
here and there. So it's very democratic too.
Now, you had an EP come out in November, and an album coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
May 1st?
Yeah, by the time this airs, it'll have been out for a week, so May 1st is when that comes out, self-titled.
What's up, Future?
Yeah.
Any particular amusing stories from the recording process or the album?
Well, there's so many that I can't even think of any right now. But we would see it was an interesting process. We set up an entire studio in John's family's basement, and we just kind of became nocturnal, and we would spend hours and hours late at night. You know, there were times we would be leaving the basement as people would be getting up for work in the morning, you know. I mean, we just had a lot of fun with it.
It's a lot of experimentation.
Yeah, just a lot of messing around, really.
Kind of taking ourselves to limits that we hadn't reached before.
Yeah, just a lot of taking things and seeing what we could do that some people wouldn't expect us to do. That's mainly with the production, though, not necessarily the songwriting itself. We really liked getting into the whole producer mindset and just experimenting, getting weird sounds. And
we've also like had people come down to our studio and record too.
Yeah, we've recorded a couple of bands. But as far as fun stories, I don't know how many I can talk about on here. Because I don't know who's going to be listening.
There's a lot of secrets. That's what he needs.
Plastic Nancy is a very secretive, mysterious band.
Sequester those in the archives.
Yeah.
All right, well then, let's move on to a segment of the show called Five Questions. So, cue the music. First question, what's the worst gig you ever had?
Well, see, we're such a new band and we've just started playing shows, so it's a little hard to say. We've only played three shows. That was a good show, but I think
our worst was our first when we were like an official band where I wasn't on bass and Sam was on bass.
Because our first show, John played bass and I played guitar, and what was interesting about that one, well, there were a lot of interesting things. It was very last second, kind of. It was a friend of ours asked us to play at some Asian American. Chase, what was it?
Some Filipino cultural thing.
Yeah, it was like it was at George Mason University.
A lot of Filipinos.
Yeah, they were.
Mad Filipinos.
They were.
Hey, so some of them were really into it.
Yeah, though, they were rocking people, out. Yeah, awesome. People were rocking out. But what was funny is we had never played together as all three of us before that day. We practiced for about 5 minutes before we left to go to the show. And when we got there, we just completely sort of improvised, and to be honest, we didn't take it very seriously, but people enjoyed it, and it was such a kick to see, you know, we're just these three white guys at this Asian American cultural
everybody
event.
Everybody else had like acoustic guitars or even no guitars, just like,
yeah,
you know, just singing.
And then
we had all these loud amps.
Yeah, we came up there and just kind of had the psychedelic sounds pulverizing the audience.
So that doesn't really answer your question, but it's a cool story.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. Probably our worst show was we played DC9 with a really cool Norwegian band called Death by Oonga Boonga, and that was our first show. And it wasn't a bad show necessarily. It just probably was our worst just because we hadn't really, you know, practiced and gotten it down yet at that point. We were still kind of working out, you know.
New kinks.
Yeah, the kinks here and there.
What's the worst equipment malfunction you've had on stage?
See, you know, being in shirt pants was kind of a learning experience because shirt pants had about a million technical difficulties at every show. And with that, I learned that it's worth it to get good equipment. So luckily, we haven't had any.
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah, not yet. We're waiting for the day where we have some really bad technical difficulties. But
I mean, I've broken like strings before, like right before the show.
Actually, yeah, we could talk about that. Yeah. Our last show, we just played the day before.
It was the day of.
The day of, yeah, actually,
it
of. Yeah.
It was a couple. It was like an hour.
An hour before the show. John's string broke, or two of them broke.
Yeah, two of them broke.
And we brought it in. And
we bought a string from Guitar Center and we went back and fixed it, and because the second string that broke was after we had gotten the single string from Guitar Center, and then another string broke when we got back, and by that point we had like 30 minutes left, so we went to my backup guitar, which I think broke a string too, right?
Yeah, I think we were breaking strings left and right that day.
So I had to go to my third backup guitar, which I wasn't really happy with,
yeah.
But you know, the show went on, you know.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Hopefully there's nothing worse than that in the future. But
yeah.
That was pretty traumatic. It was like Hiroshima.
I know since you guys are a fairly new band, you might not be able to answer this one because it has to do with touring. But what's the dirtiest or scariest place you've stayed while on the road?
You can do a shirt pants story. I'll allow it.
Well, I mean, shirt pants, we stayed at some nasty places. Just, you know, some punk houses.
It's very grungy.
Yeah, grungy. Not very many people cleaning up. I suppose that's kind of as far as that goes, but the future will see. Maybe we'll stay at even nastier houses with Plastic Nancy. Who knows? It'll be interesting to find out.
All right, what's the closest you've come to quitting music?
I don't think ever.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I got close for quitting my old band. Actually, in a lot of bands I've been in, just because of the drummer, but thankfully we have a reliable drummer.
What up?
Yeah. Chase over here. Nice. And I mean, that wasn't quitting music, that was just leaving the band, you know. Drummers be, you know, they gotta be more on it. But Chase's got it.
Yeah.
So we're good.
I guess
we're
I got it.
I ain't quitting this band.
Yeah. I suppose the closest I got was probably I did a semester at VCU in Richmond last fall, and I decided if I was going to do college, I was really going to do it, so I wasn't playing a lot of music then. But then I decided, you know, music's so much better, so I might as well focus on that. That's what makes you happy. You got to do what makes you happy. You
see,
know?
I went to school, but I focused on music more anyway. You know, I realized grades weren't really as important as music to me, so...
All right, what's the best memory you guys have together as a band?
Oh, there's...
Too many.
Yeah, too many. There's a lot. It's hard to think of one to talk about. We have fun. We have fun together. It's nice just... I think the moment when we recorded our first song for this album, now called Years From Now, just that moment when we were starting to work on it and we started to realize that it was... actually sounding really good, and I think
it was better than sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but it was better than like anything we'd ever made.
Yeah,
like,
so
ever.
I think that was just a really, really good moment. That whole night we were just, you know, living for that buzz, you know, just that feeling.
Same
of,
with the rest of the album too.
Yeah,
just that buzz.
Every song we made, it was just this moment of like, wow, this is as good as the last one, you know. It's really, we were just excited to be making songs.
And free from college.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got another song that Plastic Nancy's performed for all of you listening out there. Don't you feel special? It's called She's So Fancy. Is there a story behind this song?
Well, see, it's kind of funny. The name of the band Plastic Nancy actually comes from... there's a band from the 60s called Love, and in a song that they had called The Daily Planet, there's a lyric that's, for a laugh, there's Plastic Nancy, she's real fancy. I decided, you know, if we already took the band name from that lyric, we might as well have a song that's, you know, also from that lyric. So that's where She's So Fancy came from.
Well, we didn't notice.
Yeah, later we realized that it's actually not She's So Fancy. The lyric is She's Real Fancy, but we had already recorded the song and...
Pretty sure we'd release the EP at that
point.
Yeah,
at that point.
Which we also entitled She's So Fancy.
Yeah,
so,
you know. Things work out eventually, I guess. I don't know.
Well, here it is for you listening. If you're a Love fan, if you're a Psych fan, Plastic Nancy fan. It's She's So Fancy by Plastic Nancy. Enjoy.
Think about crosses my mind. I think about her all the time. She's the only thing that crosses my mind.
Plastic Nancy's hit single, She's So Fancy. Let's promote some stuff so you guys out there know the hip happenings of what's going on in the area. Got any shows coming up?
Well, by the time this airs, the shows we have currently booked will have passed. But there are things that are in the works that we can't necessarily say for sure right now. I can tell you there's a tour that we're going on in early June that isn't 100% booked right now, but by the time this airs, it'll hopefully be booked. So I'm saying within the dates of June 1st to June 20th, we will be coming to your city somewhere in the United States. And
it's going to be a good year for us.
Yeah.
We got a lot coming out.
The year of Plastic Nancy. We will see what's in store.
Well, I got a few shows to tell you guys about listening. First off is open mics. Go to them. They're wonderful. You guys see your local community and listen to songs that you normally can't hear at regular shows from artists just trying out new stuff. And it's always a great supportive environment. My personal favorite open mic is every Thursday night at Epicure Cafe. Lovely people, lovely pizza. Go to it. It's great. Show-wise, yeah, let's get into shows. First off, May 26th through May 28th is the Good Vibes Festival put on by Pinch Harmonics. It's out in Horse Country, Virginia is the location right now, which that's pretty much everywhere. Then, on May 14th, Iron Sheik, Jay Robbins, and the Rememberables are playing at DC9. Walk the Planks releasing a full-length album. Ooh, boy. I'm very excited for that one. And the album release show is at DC9, and they're being supported by Free Children of Earth, The Scandals, and Bust Off. Then, Lato is playing Jam and Java on May 27th. The Russ Brothers are releasing their new album at Epicure on May 12th. Milo and the Doldrums and Hyper Diamond are playing Epicure Cafe on May 19th, and The Radiographer, I can't read my own handwriting. The Antacticats, which I may have mispronounced, and I'm sorry if you're listening, and the Pelly and XK Scenario are playing at Velvet Lounge on May 31st. Going to be great shows coming out this summer, late spring, early summer. So go to them, enjoy, listen to the music, dance the night away, feel the passions. Big thank you to Bias Studios for hosting us, letting us record here, and just being an amazing studio overall. Big thank you to Mark Ryder and Ken Barnum for recording and producing and mixing and offering sage advice to all young warriors out there. And a big thank you to Jacob Chimera for helping us out today. He's one of the interns here at Bias, which they're all so freaking good. Never worked with interns so good as the ones here in Bias. Be sure to go on. What's your guys' social medias? Got the Facebook, Twitter?
Yeah, we got the Plastic Nancy Facebook. You can find it at facebook.com/PlasticNancyBand. Twitter, we are at @plastic_Nancy. We're on Instagram as, I believe, Plastic Nancy. And that's it as far as social media goes. We don't have Snapchat or...
If it's not Plastic Nancy, it's Plastic Nancy Official.
Yeah.
Official.
We're official. We're very official.
Not official.
No.
Official. While you're checking them out online, be sure to go throw Cassathetic a like on Facebook, Instagram, all that, and check out Mark and Ken's works at Mark Ryder Music, at Kim Barnum. They're always posting new, exciting musical adventures that they're on. So go check those out. Plastic Nancy's got one more song to close this show out. It's called Space Luau. I love this song. This is awesome. What was the inspiration behind this one?
Well, this is kind of an old riff, old chord progression John's had for a while, that we decided, you know, to flesh out into a full song. The name Space Luau comes from something one of my friends said about a certain Grateful Dead song where we were listening to it while driving.
Touch of Grey.
Yeah, the song Touch of Grey. We were listening to it driving around at night, and my friend said, I feel like I'm at a luau flying through space. So I thought that was a really good quote. And so that's where the name comes from. Doesn't really have much to do with the lyrics of the song.
Well, we will get by.
We will get by. It's kind of a little reference to the song. The song itself is just about observing people around you and seeing your fellow man and what they do and watching the world go by.
So here it is. I'm Keaton Buse, your host. This was Plastic Nancy on, and this song is Space Luau. I'll be back in a couple weeks, and enjoy.
There's so many people around us, and sometimes they just look the same. Say something, but often don't hear what they say. Oh, that's just how it goes. Oh, could have told you so. Yeah. There's so many places you'll wander. There's so many places to go, but why would anything matter if you've got nothing to show? Just wants a piece of your time, but they just have their things and